Welcome to The Mildly Interesting with Oliver Wilson, the official bedtime podcast of former insomniacs. Tomorrow is Saturday, December 4th, National Dice Day. Dice are popular throughout the world. Ancient dice were not significantly different from modern forms, and the concept of a six-faced cube with dots has been the world's most famous pastime and gambling tool for centuries. The oldest known set of dice comes as a part of the Royal Game of Ur, the oldest existing board game dated at approximately 4,400 years old. The most popular medium for dice up until the 20th century seems to have been bone. Most dice are cast from plastic or synthetic resin. You may love a game that uses dice, but have you ever wondered about its history? Well, I have. And I think you might just find it mildly interesting. Subscribe to The Mildly Interesting on Apple Podcast, Spotify, or wherever fine podcasts are available. We'll be right back. Dice, singular die or dice, are small, throwable objects with marked sides resting in multiple positions. They are used for generating random numbers, commonly as part of tabletop games, including dice games, board games, role-playing games, and games of chance. A traditional die is a cube with six faces marked with a different number of dots, pips, from 1 to 6. When thrown or rolled, the die comes to rest, showing a random integer from 1 to 6 on its upper surface, with each value being equally likely. Dice may also have polyhedral or irregular shapes and faces marked with numerals or symbols instead of pips. Loaded dice are designed to favor some results over others for cheating or entertainment. Dice have been used since before recorded history, and it is uncertain where they originated. It is theorized that dice developed from the practice of fortune-telling with the tailless of hoofed animals, colloquially known as knucklebones. The Egyptian game of Senet was played with flat two-sided throw sticks, which indicated the number of squares a player could move, thus functioning as a form of dice. Senet was played before 3000 BC, and up to the 2nd century AD. Bone dice from Skara Brae have been dated 3100 to 2400 BC. Excavations from graves at Mohenjo-Daro, an Indus Valley civilization settlement, unearthed terracotta dice dating to 2500 to 1900 BC. Games involving dice are mentioned in the ancient Indian Rigveda, Atharvaveda, Mahabharata, and Buddhist games list. Several biblical references to casting lots, as in Psalm 22, indicating that dicing, or related activity, was commonplace when the psalm was composed. Knucklebones was a game of skill played in ancient Greece. A derivative form had the four sides of bones receive different values like modern dice. Although gambling was illegal, many Romans were passionate gamblers who enjoyed dicing, known as alim ludia, to play at dice. There were two sizes of Roman dice. Tali were large dice inscribed with 3, 4, and 6 on four sides. Tesseri were smaller dice with sides numbered from 1 to 6. 20-sided dice date back to the 2nd century AD and Ptolemaic Egypt as early as the 2nd century BC. Dominoes and playing cards originated in China as developments from dice. The transition from dice to playing cards occurred in China around the Tang Dynasty and coincides with the technological transition from rolls of manuscripts to block-printed books. In Japan, dice were used to play a popular game called Sugoroku. There are two types of Sugoroku. Bansugoroku is similar to backgammon, and dates to the Heian period, while Isugoroku is a racing game. Dice are thrown onto a surface either from the hand or from a container designed for this, such as a cup or tray. The face of the die that is uppermost when it comes to rest provides the value of the throw. According to the laws of classical mechanics, the result of a die roll is determined by the way it is thrown. A die roll is made random by uncertainty in minor factors such as tiny movements in the thrower's hand. They are thus a crude form of hardware random number generator. One typical contemporary dice game is craps, where two dice are thrown simultaneously, and wagers are made on the total value of the two dice. Dice are frequently used to introduce randomness into board games, where they are often used to decide the distance through which a piece will move along the board, as in backgammon and Monopoly. Standard dice are small cubes, most often 1.6 centimeters, 0.63 in, across, whose faces are numbered from 1 to 6, usually by patterns of round dots called pips. While Arabic numerals are occasionally seen, such dice are less common. Opposite sides of a modern die traditionally add up to 7, requiring the 1, 2, and 3 faces to share a vertex. The faces of a die may be placed clockwise or counterclockwise about this vertex. If the 1, 2, and 3 faces run counterclockwise, the die is right-handed. If those faces run clockwise, the die is called left-handed. Western dice are usually right-handed, and Chinese dice are typically left-handed. As shown, the pips on standard six-sided dice are arranged in specific patterns. Asian-style dice bear similar patterns to Western ones, but the pips are closer to the center of the face. In addition, the pips are differently sized on Asian-style dice, and the pips are colored red on the 1 and 4 sides. Red 4s may be of Indian origin. Non-precision dice are manufactured via the plastic injection molding process. The pips or numbers on the die are a part of the mold. Different pigments can be added to the dice to make them opaque or transparent, or multiple pigments may be added to make the dice speckled or marbled. The coloring for numbering is achieved by submerging the die entirely in paint, which is allowed to dry. The die is then polished via a tumble finishing process, similar to rock polishing. The abrasive agent scrapes off all of the paint except for the indents of the numbering. A finer abrasive is then used to polish the die. This process also produces smoother, rounded edges on the dice. Precision casino dice may have a polished or sand finish, making them transparent or translucent. Casino dice have their pips drilled, then filled flush with a paint of the same density as the material used for the dice, such that the center of gravity of the dice is as close to the geometric center as possible. This mitigates concerns that the pips will cause a slight bias. All such dice are stamped with a serial number to prevent potential cheaters from substituting a die. Precision backgammon dice are made the same way. They tend to be slightly smaller and have rounded corners and edges to allow better movement inside the dice cup and stop forceful rolls from damaging the playing surface. The word die comes from Old French day, from Latin datum, something which is given or played. While the terms ace, deuce, thray, cater, cinque and seis are generally obsolete, with the names of the numbers preferred, they are still used by some professional gamblers to designate different sides of the dice. Ace is Latin, meaning a unit, the others are 2 to 6 in Old French. When rolling two dice, certain combinations have slang names. The term snake eyes is a roll of one pip on each die. The online etymology dictionary traces the use of the term as far back as 1919. The US term boxcars, also known as midnight, is a roll of six pips on each die. The pair of six pips resembles a pair of boxcars on a freight train. Many rolls have names in the game of craps. Using Unicode characters, the faces can be shown. A loaded, weighted, cheat, or crooked die has been tampered with so that it will land with a specific side facing upwards more or less often than a fair die would. Several methods for making loaded dice include rounded faces, off-square faces, and weights. Casinos and gambling halls frequently use transparent cellulose acetate dice as tampering is more accessible to detect than opaque dice. Various shapes like two-sided or four-sided dice are documented in archaeological findings, such as ancient Egypt and the Middle East. While the six-sided cubical die became the most common type in many parts of the world, other shapes were always known, like 20-sided dice in Ptolemaic and Roman times. The modern tradition of using polyhedral dice started around the end of the 1960s when non-cubical dice became popular among players of wargames and since have been employed extensively in role-playing games and trading card games. Dice using both the numerals 6 and 9, which are reciprocally symmetric through rotation, typically distinguish them with a dot or underline. Dice are often sold in sets, matching in color, of six different shapes. Five dice are shaped like the Platonic solids, whose faces are regular polygons. Aside from the cube, the other four Platonic solids have 4, 8, 12, and 20 faces, allowing for those number ranges to be generated. The only other standard non-cubical die is the 10-sided die, a pentagonal trapezohedron die whose faces are 10 kites, each with two different edge lengths, three different angles, and two different kinds of vertices. Such sets frequently include a second 10-sided die of contrasting color or numbered by tens, allowing the pair of 10-sided dice to be combined to generate numbers between 1 and 100. Using these dice in various ways, games can closely approximate various probability distributions. For instance, 10-sided dice can be rolled in pairs to produce a uniform distribution of random percentages, and summing the values of multiple dice will produce approximations to normal distributions. Unlike other ordinary dice, a four-sided, tetrahedral, die does not have a side that faces upward when it rests on a surface, so it must be read differently. Each face features multiple numbers on some four-sided dice, with the same number printed near each vertex on all sides. In this case, the number around the vertex pointing up is used. Alternatively, the numbers on a tetrahedral die can be placed at the middle of the edges, in which case the numbers around the base are used. Usually, the faces on a die will be placed, so opposite faces will add up to one more than the number of faces. This is not possible with four-sided dice and dice with an odd number of faces. Some dice, such as those with 10 sides, are usually numbered sequentially, beginning with 0, in which case the opposite faces will add to one less than the number of faces. Some 20-sided dice have different arrangements to keep track of an integer that counts down, such as health points. These spin-down dice are arranged such that adjacent integers appear on adjacent faces, allowing the user to quickly find the following lower number. They are commonly used with collectible card games. Uniform fair dice are dice where all faces have an equal probability of outcome due to the symmetry of the die as it is face transitive. Theoretically, These include by pyramids, the duals of the infinite set of prisms, with triangle faces, any multiple of 4, so that a face will face up, above 8. Catalan solids, the duals of the 13 Archimedean solids, 12, 24, 30, 48, 60, 120 sides. Disphenoids, an infinite set of tetrahedra made from congruent non-regular triangles, 4 sides. This is a less symmetric tetrahedron than the Platonic tetrahedron, but still sufficiently symmetrical to be face transitive. Similarly, pyritohedra and tetatoids are less symmetrical but still face transitive dodecahedra, 12 sides. Platonic solids, the 5 regular polyhedra, 4, 6, 8, 12, 20 sides. Trapezohedra, the duals of the infinite set of antiprisms, with kite faces, any even number not divisible by 4, so that a face will face up, above 6. Two other types of polyhedra are technically not face transitive but are still fair dice due to symmetry. Antiprisms, the basis of barrel dice. Prisms, the basis of long dice and teetotums. In principle, long dice and teetotums can be made with any number of faces, including odd numbers. Long dice are based on an infinite set of prisms. All the rectangular faces are mutually face transitive, so they are equally probable. The two ends of the prism may be rounded or capped with a pyramid design so that the die cannot rest on those faces. Four-sided long dice are more accessible to roll than tetrahedra, and are used in the traditional board games d'ecarté and Daldos. We'll return in just a moment. The faces of most dice are labeled using sequences of whole numbers, usually starting at 1, expressed with either pips or digits. However, some applications require results other than numbers. Examples include letters for Boggle, directions for Warhammer Fantasy Battle, fudge dice, playing card symbols for poker dice, and instructions for sexual acts using sex dice. Dice may have numbers that do not form a counting sequence starting at 1. One variation on the standard die is known as the average die. These are six-sided dice with sides numbered 2, 3, 3, 4, 4, 5, which have the exact arithmetic mean as a standard die, 3.5 for a single die, 7 for a pair of dice, but have a narrower range of possible values, 2 through 5 for 1, 4 through 10 for a pair. They are used in some tabletop war games, where a narrower range is required. Other numbered variations include Sechemin dice, and intransitive dice. A die can be constructed in the shape of a sphere, with an internal cavity in the shape of the dual polyhedron of the desired die shape and an internal weight. The weight will settle in one of the points of the internal cavity, causing it to settle with one of the numbers uppermost. For instance, a sphere with an octahedral cavity and a small internal weight will settle with one of the 6 points of the cavity held downwards by the weight. Polyhedral dice are commonly used in role-playing games. The fantasy role-playing game Dungeons & Dragons, D&D, is largely credited with popularizing dice in such games. Some games use only one type, like Exalted, which uses only 10-sided dice. Others use numerous types for different game purposes, such as D&D, using all standard polyhedral dice. Dice are usually used to determine the outcome of events. Games typically determine results as a total on one or more dice above or below a fixed number or a certain number of rolls above a certain number on one or more dice. Due to circumstances or character skill, the initial roll may have been added to or subtracted from the final result or have the player roll extra or fewer dice. To keep track of rolls easily, dice notation is frequently used. Many board games use dice to randomize how far pieces move or settle conflicts. Typically, this has meant that rolling higher numbers is better. Some games, such as Axis and Allies, have inverted this system by making the lower values more potent. A few games and game designers have approached dice differently in the modern age by making each side of the die similarly valuable. In Castles of Burgundy, players spend their dice to take actions based on the die's value. In this game, a 6 is not better than a 1, or vice versa. In Quarriors, and its descendant, Dice Masters, different dice sides can offer completely different abilities. Several sides often give resources while others grant helpful player actions. Dice can be used for divination, and using dice for such a purpose is called cleromancy. A pair of standard dice is usual, though other forms of polyhedra can be used. Tibetan Buddhists sometimes use this method of divination. The Pythagoreans likely used the Platonic solids as dice. They referred to such dice as the dice of the gods, and they sought to understand the universe through an understanding of geometry in polyhedra. Astrological dice are a specialized set of 3 12-sided dice for divination. The first die represents planets, the sun, the moon, and the nodes of the moon. The second die represents the 12 zodiac signs and the third represents the 12 houses. A specialized icosahedron die provides the answers of the magic 8-ball, conventionally used to provide answers to yes or no questions. Dice can generate random numbers for use in passwords and cryptography applications. The Electronic Frontier Foundation describes how dice can be used to generate passphrases. Diceware is recommended for generating secure but memorable passphrases by repeatedly rolling 5 dice and picking the corresponding word from a pre-generated list. In many gaming contexts, especially tabletop role-playing games, shorthand notations representing different dice rolls are used. A D or D indicates a die with a specific number of sides, for example, D4 denotes a 4-sided die. If several dice of the same type are to be rolled, this is indicated by a leading number specifying the number of dice. Hence, 6d8 means the player should roll 6 8-sided dice and add the results. Modifiers to a die roll can also be indicated as desired. For example, 3d6 plus 4 instructs the player to roll 3 6-sided dice, calculate the total, and add 4 to it.